this file will turn you into a bodybuilding jock, one who is totally obsessed with muscles and fitness and wants to be the biggest, buffest bodybuilder he can possibly be. It will also add a few more restrictions to your clothing. Other than that, it's very much like the other jock files. Anyway, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world. Shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. Concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. So deep, so obedient, so completely relaxed. It's time to work on your body. You've been working on it before, but now it's time to really push it up. It is time for the jock in you to take over completely. You are going to be the perfect male specimen. You are going to work on your muscles as often as you can. You are going to go to the gym and pump iron and make yourself as big and strong as you can possibly be. You are going to be the complete bodybuilder jock. You are going to make your muscles as big as you can possibly make them. You will even go out and use dietary supplements to do so. This is what you need. This is how you need to look. It is not important to think. It is not important to do anything but go out, enjoy sports, work on your body, and have lots and lots of sex. This is the kind of jock you are. This is the kind of man you are. You are going to become the most manly, well-muscled man you can possibly be. This is who you need to be. This is what you need to be. You are going to do everything that you can to increase the size and physical fitness of your body. You are going to discover that your body is producing more testosterone than any other man around you. You are going to be that big, that strong, that powerful. You are going to work on your muscles regularly every day. It is one of the most important things to you is looking as buff and strong as you can possibly be. The things that are important to you now are muscles, sex, and sports. These are your world. You will watch sports whenever you can. You will have very little use for anything else on television or in magazines or anywhere else. Do not think about anything but muscles, sports, and fitness. This is your world. This is who you are and what you are becoming. You can feel the bodybuilder within you working to break out, to turn you into the most well-muscled man there is, and that is what you are going to do. You are going to find that whatever you do to work on your body will be more effective for you than for anybody else. Your muscles will grow in faster and stronger than anyone around you. Any supplements that you use will help you more than anyone else around you, because this is the focus of who you are, and your mind and body are in perfect agreement. You are going to be as well-muscled as you can possibly be, as big and as buff and as beautiful as you can possibly be. Your voice will become the perfect male voice, adjusting itself downward or upward until it sounds perfectly masculine. Your body is going to be the perfect example of male masculinity. You are going to be the complete utter example of the male jock, the perfect bodybuilder shape, the perfect form. You are going to go out and work out every day that you can to make certain you keep that form, that you work on it, that you improve it until it is perfection. That is all you can settle for. That is the least you will settle for. All of your other interests that are not sports, sex, or weights are going to slip away. You will go out and you will study and you will exercise and you will talk to people and you will find out exactly what you need to do to make your body into the perfect male bodybuilder's form. This is what you are going to do. This is who you are and what you are becoming. You will stop wearing anything that does not show off your physical form. You want people to look at you. You want people to stare at you. You want them to see you and know that you have the perfect male body. You will have that confidence in who and what you are. It will grow each and every day stronger and stronger. You can feel the muscles in your body already beginning to grow and ripple. You want to look this way. You need to look this way. You can feel the strength surging through your body. You can feel it just growing and growing each and every day. You want it. You can feel your body pumping out the testosterone, making you as manly as you can possibly be, as macho as you can possibly be. You are a man's man. You are into fast cars. You are into sex. You are into sports, and you are into making your body look as perfect as it can humanly be, and you will do anything to achieve it. You will adjust your diet accordingly. You will only eat the things that will help you reshape your body. You will set aside all other things, except occasionally as a special treat, because you have achieved some goal of masculinity and manliness. Beyond that, you will set aside anything that might harm your perfect male body, because that is what you need most of all. You are becoming a big, buff, dumb jock, and that is what is going to happen to you. You have chosen to do this, you have chosen to listen to this file, and you can feel my words echoing through your mind. You don't need to think about anything more than exercise, sex, and sports. You are going to make yourself into the most manly man you can possibly be. Even your body will reflect this each and every day. Even your voice will reflect this. You will adjust your voice, your body, your attitudes, your outlook, everything to be those of the perfect male jock. You will set aside all intellectual pursuits in favor of your body. Your body is your temple, and you are going to make it a perfect temple, something that is so beautiful that everyone will desire it. This is who you are and what you are becoming. You don't need to think of anything beyond sports and how you look and sex. That is your world, and you are going to be the king of it. You are going to look so wonderfully marvelous, so wonderfully perfect, that everyone knows that you are the epitome of the perfect jock. You will work on this day and night. You will work on this as often as you can. The gym is your home away from home, and you will go there and you will work out as often as you can. You will listen to the advice of trainers because they know better. You will do everything you have to do to make your body the absolute perfect specimen of masculinity. You enjoy sex. You enjoy cars and sports and everything that goes along with it. You want to. You need to wear clothing that shows off your body and your muscles, because you know that everyone is attracted to you. Everyone desires you because your body is so perfect. It looks so good. It feels so good to be this way. You don't need to think about anything beyond being the perfect jock that you are. You can feel it now. Imagine what you will look like when you have bulked up, when you have as much muscle as you can possibly have, when your voice is that perfect voice, when your body is that perfect male body. Feel it in your mind. Imagine it. That is who you are going to become. You are going to become up there with the great physical men, the guys that every woman wants, and you know it. The guys that just simply no one can ignore because their bodies are so amazingly perfect, and they know it, and because they know it, they are the perfect sexual partners as well. Your sex drive is just going to go through the roof. You can already feel your body beginning to pump out the testosterone, to pump it out in larger volumes than anyone else around you. It will almost as be as if you have pheromones, because you will attract people to you just simply by your look, your confidence, your swagger, all of these things. You will simply exude masculinity at all times. Everyone who sees you will know that you are a man's man. You will dress like a man. You will have absolutely no use for any type of attire that doesn't help make you look more manly. That is who you are and what you are. Just a big, dumb jock who loves his muscles, loves his sports, and loves working out. You love watching games. You love being a participant in games. You love every type of sports there is. Every type of sport that is a man's sport. Every type of sport where people go out there and bash at each other. You love basketball, baseball, hockey. You love every single athletic sport. You enjoy wrestling. You enjoy boxing. If it is a sport, you love it. You get Sports Illustrated and you read it cover to cover. You want to know everything about every team every day. You have your own personal sports that you already love, and you will become even more devoted to these sports because you are becoming a complete and utter jock. You are going to participate in them as often as you possibly can. You will find friends who love sports, and you will go out and you will participate in those as often as you can. You love your summer sports. You love your winter sports. You love every sport you can possibly be involved in. This is the kind of man you are. You can feel the testosterone raging through your body even as I speak. You can feel your body adjusting to accept these changes. You can feel your mind adjusting to accept these changes. You are going to be the perfect jock, the perfect man. Everyone will envy you. Everyone will want you. That is how perfect you are going to be. You will take your supplements. You will do everything you have to. You will regulate your diet. And you will not wear any clothing that does not show off your body. You can't accept clothing that will not show off your body. If you have to, you will wear regular clothing that is just a little bit too tight, just so people see your muscles and know that you are a man's man, that you are the top dog, the king of the hill, that you are a god in muscles and a shirt. That is how you want to be seen. You are going to be the most powerful, most muscular man you can possibly be, and everyone will envy you, and everyone will want you. You will love your sports, you will love your sex, and you will love your muscles, and that will be your world. And now it is time to wake up. You will awaken on the count of five, and you will take your world. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake and ready to go.